USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden set to visit Southeast Texas on Friday. He will meet with Governor Greg Abbott for a briefing on federal aid and survey damages from last week's power outages and winter storms. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is setting the tone at the opening session of the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando.
And what's true in Florida is true for conservatives across the nation. We cannot, we will not, go back to the days of the failed Republican establishment of yesteryear.
President Trump will address the group on Sunday in his first public appearance since leaving the White House. President Biden's nearly $2 trillion COVID relief package will be up for a vote today in the House. The Democrat-controlled House expected to easily pass the bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has sharply criticized former President Donald Trump in the wake of the January 6th Capitol attack. The Kentucky Republican discussing the state of the Republican Party and also if he would support Trump if he were the Republican nominee.
We're sorry we lost the White House, but the Republican Party demonstrated once again this is a 50-50 nation. We're very competitive.
If the president was the party's nominee, would you support him?
The nominee of the party? Absolutely.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News. New York City health officials are trying to ease fears following a report of a new coronavirus variant spreading quickly in the city. The New York Times citing research suggesting this new variant is rapidly spreading and vaccines may be less effective against it. However, the city's health commissioner says there's no evidence to back this up as the science around this variant is not yet as established as others. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky confronted Dr. Rachel Levine over her support of inflicting puberty-blocking drugs and genital surgeries on minor children. During Levine's hearing for the position of Assistant Secretary of Department of Health and Human Services, Paul pointedly asked several times whether she endorsed invasive medical interventions.
I'm alarmed that you won't say with certainty that minors should not have the ability to make the decision to take hormones that will affect them for the rest of their life. Will you make a more firm decision on whether or not minors should be involved in these decisions?
Senator, transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field, and if confirmed to the position of Assistant Secretary of Health, I would certainly be pleased to come to your office and talk with you and your staff about the standards of care and the complexity of this field.
Let it go into the record that the witness refused to answer the question. The question is a very specific one. Should minors be making these momentous decisions?
2020 was a record year for mass shootings across the country. There were 611 mass shootings reported, which is up nearly 50% over the previous year. The nonprofit Gun Violence Archive says the pandemic is largely to blame, with crippling unemployment, violent protests, and young people out of school with nothing to do. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.